Unit 3, page 26, exercise 2. How to develop your talent. Everybody has something that they are good at. Sometimes, however, it can be difficult to really believe in yourself and take your talent or ambition to the next level. This week, our experts give tips on how to develop your talents based on their experiences and real-life stories.
I started gymnastics when I was 5. I've won gold and silver medals in national competitions, but I want to set world records too, and I believe I will. In fact, I visualise myself doing this every day when I train. I became an ambassador for sport last year. This means that I can now use my fame to help people affected by poverty and natural disasters. None of this would be possible without self-belief and visualisation. And the support of my family, of course. Trish, gymnast.
I have always been interested in fashion design. However, it wasn't easy to develop my talent and become a successful designer. I had to stay focused on my dream. Many people think that originality and creativity are the most important things in my industry. These things are important, but I think the key is to set clear goals for yourself and celebrate your achievements. Sometimes being aware of what you are doing well is just as important as working on what you want to develop. Louis, fashion designer.
I think that surrounding yourself with people who inspire you is really important. I don't mean that you need to spend a lot of time with celebrities. Successful people who are ambitious but also humble are the most inspirational, in my opinion. Somebody like my uncle, for example, who is a successful painter. He always said that I was destined for success. He also told me that with hard work and determination, anything is possible. That and believing in yourself. He's right. I wrote and released my first album last year, and I was nominated for an award last week. Meg, singer.